time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
We're Let's lift our hands to the Almighty God and bless His holy name. Let's bless the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am That I Am. Let's praise the One who reigns forever. Let's magnify His holy name. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There's no one like Him. Tell Him you love Him. Tell Him you appreciate Him. Magnify His holy name. He's the One who has kept you alive to see this day. Bless Him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. He's worthy to be magnified. There's no one like Him. He is surely the Ancient of Days. He is the I Am That I Am. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending. Let's bless His holy name. Let's worship Him. He's the miracle working God. He's the only one who can do the impossible. Let's bless His holy name. He's the one who can give us strength, who can give us power for greater heights. Let's adore Him. He's our daddy, our supporter, our provider, our source, our precision. He is our security, he's our joy, our victory, our tomorrow. He's our all in all. Let's bless His holy name. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy to be praised. There's no one like Him. Magnify His holy name. Exalt Him. Lift Him high. Lift Him high. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. Our Father and our God, we want to bless Your holy name, that through thick and thin You have brought us, and on a daily basis, Lord, You have added to us. We give You glory. We give You honor, we give You adoration for victories that You have given us, for battles You have fought on our behalf. We thank You, Lord God Almighty, for promotion on a daily basis. We thank You for the joy of knowing that our tomorrow will be all right. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Daddy, we know there's no one like You. Definitely, You are the greatest. You are the best. You are the oldest, You are the richest, You are the wisest. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Today, in a very special way, visit Your children. Give them power for greater heights. Increase Your anointing upon their lives. Destroy every yoke in their lives. Let this day be a new beginning for all of them. Let them leave their father singing a new song. Thank You, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. The theme for our anniversary of Power Conference, as you know, is Power for Greater Heights. And as I pray over this, I found that the Lord will want me to share with you the 7 levels of human existence. The 7 levels of human existence. And we'll start with the lowest one. The lowest level is called the bottomless pit. That's a pit that has no bottom. It means whoever drops into that pit will just keep on sinking forever and ever because the pit has no bottom. Now this pit, bottomless pit, according to Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 to 3, Revelation 20, verse 1 to 3, is actually meant for Satan because God prepared a special place for him where he would just keep on falling without stop. However, in Matthew 26, verse 41, Matthew 26, verse 41, the Bible made it clear that some people will share the place with him. I know that by the special grace of God, I will not be one of them. He says that the people who will share the place with him in this bottomless pit, which incidentally is also full of fire, are those people who, after the Almighty God had made all kinds of appeal to them, they just refused to yield. The people who will share the bottomless pit with Satan are those who refused to surrender their life to Jesus. There are those people who, though they call themselves Christians, continue to live in sin. There are those who know that what they are doing is wrong and they persist in doing it. Now, the kind of people that God referred to in Hosea chapter 4, verse 17, Hosea 4, verse 17, he said, Ephraim has joined himself to idols, leave him alone. I pray that your case will never reach that stage where God will say, this fellow has chosen to go with the devil, leave him alone. To come out, if you are in that pit already, if you are already there, sinking, eating and drinking with Satan, all you have to do is change your mind before it is too late. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, 2 Corinthians 6, verses 1 and 2, warns us not to receive the grace of God in vain. And then he went on to say that this is the day of salvation. That today, if you are willing, and you are willing to change your mind and come over to the Lord God Almighty, the door is still open. God can still save your soul today. And I pray that there's nobody here today who is a sinner who will go away a sinner in Jesus' name. However, I need to tell you, you see, because this opportunity has come once in a lifetime. Oh, I know some of us will say, of course, by next year we'll have another anniversary, sure, if the Lord tarries. But then what is the proof that you will be around by this time next year? Only God knows. What's the proof that I will still be here by this time next year? Only God knows. The agreement between me and my God is that as soon as I finish my assignment here, I go home. And if I finish my assignment within 1 year, who wants to stay in this world? If God shows you a picture of heaven, you won't stay a day longer than absolutely necessary. In other words, the only day we know that we are really sure of is now. And that is why, starting from the very beginning, I'm appealing to everyone here today who is still enjoying sin. You better let it go, because otherwise you end up with Satan in the bottomless pit. And the Bible says in Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 7, Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 7, he said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. And then he went on to say, well, let the righteous man forsake his ways, and let the wicked man let go what he's been doing, and come to the Almighty God, and he will receive, and he will abundantly pardon. The lowest level of human existence is the bottomless pit. May none of us ever go there in Jesus' name. The next level in human existence is called the pit. This time it is not bottomless, but it's a pit all the same. The pit is a place where one is surrounded by problems. So many problems that there are very, very little chances of survival. The Bible calls it in Psalm 40. If you read it, verse 2, Psalm 40, verse 2, the Bible refers it to it as the horrible pit. That's a place where one is and he could not even see above his head because he's surrounded by all kinds of problems. A very good illustration of somebody like that is found in Jonah chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. Jonah 1, 15 to 17. The problem in his life started with a storm. And after some time, he now asked the people to throw him overboard. So he went from fry pan to fire. But as he hit the waters, the problems were not over yet. A fish came and swallowed him. So everywhere he turned, he found problems. Everywhere he looked, everything was dark. He was in a pit. There might be one or two people in a similar situation here today, completely surrounded by problems. I have good news for you. If you do the right thing, you will come out of that pit today in Jesus' name. You remember in Jonah chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, Jonah 2, verse 1 to 2, Jonah cried unto God. He cried to him for help. And the Almighty God heard him and brought him out of that horrible pit. Today, we're going to pray like we have never prayed before. Because there might be one or two of us in that kind of pit. And we want to go home today singing a new song, that we are out of the pit. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. But then how do I come out of this level of human existence? How do I come out of this horrible pit? Well, all you need to do is accept the invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew 11:28-30, he said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, many of us think that that invitation is only to sinners. No, the invitation is thrown to everyone. If are you laboring? Are you heavy laden? Are you in a pit? Are you having problems? So many that the problems seem to be about to swallow you up. Come to him. The invitation is there. However, when you come to him, you must be willing to accept the invitation completely. Because he said, after you've come unto him, you must be willing to put on his yoke. He said, "Put my yokes upon you and learn of me," which is another way of saying, if you are coming to me out of your horrible pit, you're coming to me and you want me to give peace and rest to your soul, you are coming to me and you want me to solve all these problems that are swallowing you up, he said, you must fulfill one condition. You must be willing to come under a brand new management. You must be willing from now on to say, "Yes, Lord, when I speak." Because as you remember very well, the reason Jonah found himself in the belly of a fish was because he disobeyed God. He was already a Christian, or well, he was already a servant of God. He was a prophet. He wasn't just one of the heathens. He was somebody that God could send on an errand. But God sent him on an errand and he said, "No, Lord." And so he found himself in a pit. So the people who referred to here that God said, "Come unto me," might even include pastors. Pastors who probably have heard the voice of God and are struggling against what the Almighty God has said. And maybe as a result, they found themselves in situations they could not get out of. But today is a day of deliverance. Today is a new day. It's a new beginning. Glory be to God forevermore. Remember a friend of mine, a chief and a lawyer, very worthy man, highly learned. One day we were sitting and we were discussing about tithes. And being a lawyer, he was able to give me some very powerful arguments as to why he shouldn't pay his tithes. After a lot of arguments, when me, I'm not a lawyer, I'm just a mathematician. When I found that I couldn't cope with his legal terminologies, we finally agreed that if it is true we should pay our tithes, then God himself should show him. And he said, "That's fine." And God moved into action. He lost 3 cases in a row. 3 cases that he knew he had won, because normally he would never even take a case that he knows he can't win. But he lost 3 in a row. And he also had a bakery. And just around Christmas time, all his bakers came and resigned in one day. And he asked them, "Why? You want more money? Because this is the period. This is our peak period. This is when everybody will come home from the farm and everybody will want to eat bread." They said, "We are not working for you anymore. What have I done? How much more do you want?" Let me double your salary. They say, it doesn't matter how much you give. We are not working for you anymore. So all of a sudden, news began to spread that Chief So-so-so, who used to win all cases, now has lost 3 in a row. Ask any lawyer, that's not very good for business. And then I went home on holidays, and I saw him with his head bowed. What's the problem, Chief? He said, I'm surrounded by problems. Problems are about to swallow me up. I said, what kind of problems? And he told me, I said, I think you are the one who asked God to prove himself. Now, if you have a problem paying 10% of something, God is now asking you to keep 100% of nothing. And that was a simple argument that I believe any lawyer can understand. He repented. He said, just talk to God. Ask him to forgive me. Give me another opportunity and I will prove to him how faithful I can be. And from the moment he said that one, God again moved into action. Before the second day ended, bakers came from all over the town saying, it doesn't matter what you want to pay, you are the one we will work for. He appealed the 3 cases that he lost and he won all of them. I'm sure God is talking to somebody here today. So if you are in the pit because you have been disobeying God and you want him to pull you out of that pit, all you need to do is repent. Go back to him and say, from now on, whatever you say, that is what I will do. And I can assure you, you too will sing a new song in Jesus' name. The next level, which is level 3, is the level called the valley. Now, the valley is a place where you are when you have come out of the pit and you are on level ground. The valley usually is referred to as a place of discouragement. It's not as if the problems are already swallowing you up. It's simply that you are just discouraged. You are not in the pit, but surely you are not on the mountaintop either. And we find a very good illustration in 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings 19, verse 1 to 4. That's the story of Elijah. Elijah was in the valley of Jezreel, and he just received an information from a woman called Jezebel, who said, by this time of tomorrow, as her idols leave, the head of Elijah will be off. And Elijah was discouraged, and he began to run from this woman who said, I will kill you. There might be some of us here, it's not really problems as such. It's not as if you have been, it's not as if you are not having enough to eat or enough to wear. It's not as if you are not able to pay your children's school fees. It's just that you just feel low. You just feel discouraged. There may be one or two things that you expect God to do and seem not to be quick in doing them. Maybe you thought that a particular problem had been solved last year, and that problem seemed to be rearing its surface again. Well, I have good news for you that my Father can take you out of the valley, and he's going to do so today in Jesus' name. Now, how do I get out of the valley? If I find myself in a situation where I'm discouraged, what do I do? The solution is simple. It's that you go to God and tell him exactly how you feel. You go to God and you pray a prayer that is sincere. A prayer that is absolutely clean, that there's no pretending. It's not the case when you go to before the Almighty God and say, hey, well, you're all right, Lord, everything is okay. I know your time is the best. No. Tell him, Daddy, I'm discouraged. I'm not happy. I know I've been singing and shouting hallelujah, but you need to know the truth. I've just been offering you a sacrifice of praise. I'm not happy at all. They asked me to shout and I shouted. It's just because if I don't shout, everybody will look at me. I don't feel like shouting at all. Be plain. Tell him. That's exactly what Elijah did. Elijah told the Almighty God, he said, it is enough. Kill me. Let me come home. I think I've done the best I could. I can't continue like this at all. When you pray like the prayer like that, you'll be amazed how quickly God will swing into action. Somebody is coming out of the valley today in Jesus' name. You know, it reminds me of the story of the widow of the son of the prophet in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. You remember the widow whose husband was the son of the prophet and died and left her with a lot of problems, all kinds of debt, and two sons. And every day, whenever people saw this sister, how are you? Ah, the Lord is good. Hey, glory be to God. And yet she was groaning under a load of debt. Until one day, the creditors came and said, tomorrow, if you don't pay our money, we are coming to take your children, your sons, into bondage. That day, they saw sister and their sister, how are you? Sister said, I'm not all right. All is not well. Oh, but sister, the Lord is good. He said, yeah, the Lord is good, but to me today, he has to prove that he's good. Somebody is going to talk to God in plain language today. And before they leave this place, the Almighty God will answer in Jesus' name. See, because when Elijah said to the Almighty God, it is enough. It's enough. I've done the best I know how. Now just kill me and let me go. Don't let me fall into the hand of a heathen. Don't let a heathen cut off my head. You kill me yourself. The Almighty God sent an angel and sent food. Double ration too. I know there will be some people who will talk to the Almighty God and say, I sing in the choir. I've been singing in the choir now for so many years. I will continue to sing in the choir. But let's settle one matter. Before the end of this year, God, I must be married. And God will say, oh, you are indirectly telling me that if I don't do something about that next year, I need to look for another choir? you know everything, Lord, so I don't need to hide the truth from you. And the Almighty God will answer. Somebody is going to talk to the Almighty God today and going to say, thank you for sending your messenger. I've been trying to say it. I didn't know how to say it. I've been serving you. I've been doing everything I know how to do. If you want me to continue to sing and shout like I've been doing, then before the end of this year, I know that it is already the sixth month. My pregnancy must also be at least 6 months old. And the Almighty God is going to answer you in Jesus' name. Somebody is going to tell the Almighty God today and say, Daddy, I'm just being plain. Oh, I know you are the Almighty God. You are my father and you are not likely to kill me for telling you the truth. But I've been on the same spot now for 10 years in my place of work. Unless I have promotion very, very soon, I'm not so sure my hallelujah will be very loud. And the Almighty God will swing into action. How many of you know what I'm talking about? How many of you are expecting a new testimony soon? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. Plain talks. When you are talking to the Almighty God, there's no need to pretend. When you are talking to the pastor, you can pretend. But when it is you and God, both of you alone, it doesn't matter how big the crowd, when you forget the people on the right and the people on the left, you can tell him exactly how you feel. And I trust my Father is a very good God. Amen. Then that takes us to level number 4. That's the next level, which is called the height. The height is where God himself speaks. It's a place where God will not send an angel. It's a place where you hear directly from God. And I know somebody will hear directly from God today. When you read 1 Kings chapter 19, 1 Kings 19 from verse 8 to 18, you find that after Elijah left the valley, he was found on the mount of God. And there God spoke to him. It is a place where the Almighty God will give you instructions. It's a place where the Almighty God will give you new directions. It's a place where God will say, all right, this is what I want you to do next. This is the next step. This is the next thing. This is the next thing. That is called the height. It is a place where your confidence in the Almighty God is restored. It is a place where you can now face those people that have been chasing you and say, now let us see who will run from who. Because after Elijah got to that mountain of God and received new instructions, the man who had been running, you find him again in 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 17 to 24. 1 Kings 21, verse 17 to 24, at Naboth's vineyard. And Ahab saw him and said, ah, you found me, my enemy. He said, yes, I found you. Somebody is going to get to the heights today in Jesus' name. Somebody is going to turn at the witches and wizards that have been terrorizing him and tell them, now you are my enemies and I have found you. So shall it be in Jesus' name. But then to get to the height, it takes something special. It takes fasting. It takes prayer. It takes self-denial. Because in 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 8, 1 Kings 19 verse 8, the Bible said that Elijah went on the strength of the two meals that he had in the valley for 40 days. He fasted 40 days. John 14 verse 12. In John 14 verse 12, Jesus Christ said, if you believe in me, the works that I do, you shall do also. And even greater works than this shall you do. We all want to do the works of God. We want to raise the dead. We want to cast out demons. We want to open blind eyes. But we have to start where he started. The first work that he did was to fast for 40 days. Do I hear somebody say amen to that? How many of you still want to get to the heights? Well, you get there in Jesus' name. And that brings us to level 5. Level 5 is called the great heights. Not just the heights now, but the great heights. You know, there are hills and there are mountains. And so when you're on the hill, you are on the height. You are no longer in the valley. But then when you move from the hill to the mountain, then you've come to great heights. This is the level where a Christian becomes untouchable by the enemies. That's the level where the Christian becomes a terror to the enemy. I'm praying that all of us will reach that level even today in Jesus' name. When you read 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9 to 14, 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 9 to 14, that is the mountain where Elijah was when they sent 50 soldiers and a captain to go and arrest him, and he roasted them. And then they sent another 50 and another captain, and he roasted them. And they sent yet another 50 and another captain, and that one was wiser. When he saw Elijah, he fell on his knees. I am believing God for you today that from today, your enemies will see you coming and they will fall on their knees in Jesus' name. But then how do I get to these great heights? Very simple. James chapter 4 verse 7. James chapter 4 verse 7 says, you submit therefore unto God, then you resist the devil and he will flee from you. All that is required to get to great heights is total submission to God. Total and absolute submission to God. Now, many of us who have submitted to God in things spiritual, but when it comes to things marital, when it comes to things financial, when it comes to things emotional, from time to time we tell God, church is church, business is business. And God will say, fine, if that is the way you want it, then you can stay where you are. We're talking of people, I mean, there are some of us who pay our tithes, provided the tithes is in naira. But if the income happens to be in dollars, we say, well, when I'm abroad, I will pay that one. Total surrender. Whenever God speaks, we just say, yes, Lord. May you get to that height in Jesus' name. That brings us to the next height, which is called greater heights, which is the one you've been discussing this past week. The greater heights is the level where the Christian becomes totally unstoppable. He cannot be stopped by any obstacles whatsoever, no matter how big. Every obstacle becomes a testimony. You can find that in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 6 to 8. When Elijah was going and he came across River Jordan, he just took his mantle, rolled it together, smote the waters, and the river parted. He has become unstoppable. I am praying that from today you too will become unstoppable. But then it's not only that the Christian become unstoppable at this greater height, he also become a source of blessings to many people. He becomes someone who can lift other people up and bring them also to great heights. He becomes someone who is no longer threatened by the success of others. You see, today we find again and again some men of God, when they see that somebody under them is beginning to show signs of greatness, they look for ways of clamping him down. It is because they have not reached greater heights. When you reach greater heights, as many people as possible as want to rise, you want to help them on. When you reach a certain height in the spiritual, you want those who are under you to be greater than you. You know, that had always been my prayer, that all my children will be greater than I. I didn't hear your amen to that. It's you I'm talking about. You see, because that is the level where Elijah was when he asked Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 to 12. 2 Kings 2, 9 to 12. He said, what can I do for you? Because I'm going on now. I've been able to cross River Jordan with you, but before I go, let me hand over something else to you. Let me impart something to you. And the boy asked for a double portion of the anointing, and he got it. And somebody is going to get a double portion of anointing here today in Jesus' name. Now, how do I get to this greater height? What do I require to get there? Well, what you need here are basically two things. First, you need overflowing anointing from God. Psalm 23, verse 5. Psalm 23, verse 5, he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I mean, even my enemies can't stop me from enjoying now. Then he went on to say, but thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. The elders have a saying. They say, it is when the tears are not sufficient in the eyes that it will not fall on the nose. It is when your anointing is not sufficient that you don't want to share it. I am praying that the Almighty God will give you overflowing anointing today in Jesus' name. Now, so to get to greater heights, you need overflowing anointing of the Almighty God. But then, this requires from you a passionate love for righteousness and a passionate hatred of everything that is evil. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9. Hebrews 1 verse 9 says, because thou lovest righteousness and hated iniquity, therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. I know there will be at least somebody who will go home today with more anointing than everybody else. Who is that fellow? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. But you see, greater heights is only step 6. There is a step 7. And that's the greatest height of all, which should be the ultimate goal of every Christian. And that is heaven. Because when you read 2 Kings chapter 2, 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 11, you find that Elijah, whose story we've been following all along the way, from the greater heights of being unstoppable by any obstacle, from the greater heights of being a source of blessing to anyone who cares for blessing, from the greater heights of having overflowing anointing, he was translated to heaven. The Bible says in 2 Kings 2:11 that Elijah went by a wild wind to heaven. I am believing God for you that your journey in the Lord will not end in this world. I'm believing God for you that no matter how anointed you become in this world, no matter how many people you raise from the dead, no matter how many yokes God will use you to destroy, I am praying that you will not miss heaven. Because that is where the greatest height is. How do I make the greatest height? I'm sure you know. Hebrews 12 verse 14 says, you are to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see God. And I'm believing God for you that you will see God in Jesus' name. So to make it to heaven, I must live a life of holiness. Holiness must be my watchword. I must not just talk about it, I must live it. I must not just talk about it, I must think it. Every bit of me must be talking holiness if I'm going to make it to heaven. If they cut me into 1,000 parts, every part should be able to shout holiness unto the Lord. And of course, to be able to do that, it's simple. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 tells us, Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. I am believing God with you, brethren, that on this, your particular anniversary, the Almighty God himself will visit you today. He will give you the strength necessary. And as you wait upon him, you will continue to mount with wings as eagles. And even if the Almighty God decides to take any of us away before next year, and I'm not praying for that at all, but then once we know that we are going to meet at the highest level, then we'll be able to say all is well that ends well. I know there are some people here who will laugh last in Jesus' name. Now you will probably wonder why is your sermon so short? It's so short because it is not the sermon that you hear and you just go home and say, well, glory be to God, we have a beautiful sermon, and then you forget it. This is a sermon you want to pray about. And I want us to get ready for very serious praying before we leave here today. Do I hear amen to that? But before we pray, I want to give an opportunity to those who might still be playing with Satan in the neighborhood of the bottomless pit. And they make up their mind that, well, Lord God Almighty, I want to come out. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I don't want to go with Satan to the bottomless pit. Because if you are in the bottomless pit and you don't respond and you don't repent and you don't come to the Almighty God, then you can forget the rest of the levels. So if you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, I know that some of you are far away, but all the same, you have to move very, very fast because we want to pray. I'm going to count up to 10. After 10, if you are not here, I will assume that you don't want to come out. You want to stay with Satan in his bottomless pit, and there's nothing I can do about that. So if you know you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, come forward here now, because I want to pray with you first. And now I begin to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The choice is yours. You can stay in the bottomless pit. If you want to, that's up to you. Or you can tell the enemy to leave you alone. Tell Satan to leave you alone and say, I don't want to perish. I want to go to my Maker. I want to surrender my life to him. He's the one who can pick me up from the bottomless pit and put me on greater heights. He's the only one who can remove all my yokes. And I want to serve him for the rest of my life. 6 now. Yeah, I know that some of you are coming through the back, that you have to come down from the balcony and then go there, but all the same, by now you should be already showing your face, because as soon as I get to 10, it might be too late. 7 now. The gates of mercy are still open. And the Almighty God brought us together here today so that he can save souls, so that he can set the captives free. And if you don't come, then don't blame me. I have told you in very plain language, I've told you as simply as anyone could do it, without any heavy theology, I've told you the 7 different levels of existence. All right. Glory be to God. 7 now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yeah, keep coming. I see some of you just coming from up there. You're welcome. 8 now. I know that with God all things are possible. He can save anyone. He can save the worst of sinners. All you need to do is just tell him, I have decided to follow Jesus. 9 now. If anybody is still coming, you better get here now before the gates of mercy will close. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, those of you who are coming, keep coming, keep coming. But we want to begin to pray now. Those of you who are in front, begin to talk to the Almighty God and tell him, I have come to surrender my life to you. I refuse to stay in the bottomless pit. So begin to talk to the Almighty God now. And those of us who are already here, let's stretch our hands towards them. To God. But if there's anyone still sitting down who should be here, you better be on your way now, because this is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. Tomorrow might be too late. This is the day of salvation now. Glory be to God. Amen. Now I'm about to pray, but if you're on your way, just keep coming. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. Just keep coming. If you are already on your way, don't stop by the wayside. But if there's anyone who should be here and who's not here yet, you better get up on your feet now, because today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. This is the final call now, because I'm praying now. Glory be to God. Father, we just want to bless your holy name. We want to thank you for your word. We want to give you all glory. We want to give you all honor. For these people who have decided to leave the bottomless pit and come over to the side of the Lord, Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Your word says, no man can come unto me except my Father draws him. Thank you for drawing these people. And thank you that they have not refused your drawing. Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Now that they have come to you, Father, please receive them, forgive them, wash them in your blood, save their souls today, Lord, and write their names in the book of life. Everything in their lives that have been contrary to your will before, Father, please overlook today in Jesus' name. And from today, anytime they call upon you, like every other child of God, answer them in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Right now, those of us who have come forward, I want to rejoice with you. The counselors who attend to you have to attend to them here, because we want to pray now. So the counselors, you have to come and help them. They are going to give you cards where you will write down your name, your addresses, and your prayer request. This they will do and collect and send to me. And I promise you that by the special grace of God, from today I'll be praying for you. That's why you have to write the correct address, because when I ask God to send your miracle, it will be sent to whatever address you put down. I hope you understand that one. All right. Now, those of you in front, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Amen. Good. Congratulations. So you collect the cards and begin to fill. And as soon as you finish filling, you pass it over to the counselors, and then you can join us in the prayers that we want to begin to pray now. Now, the rest of us, we are ready to pray. I say we are ready to pray. I didn't hear your yes. God. Our first prayer is a prayer of thanksgiving. And we are going to pray it not with words. We're going to pray with just one big shout. Those of us who are grateful to God that they at least are alive today, no matter the level of problems that they might have been encountering, but the fact that they are still alive today, and when there is life, there is hope. Those of us who know that because they are alive today, they are going to move to greater heights. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. That's very good. And now we're going on, and we are going to lift up our voice to God and say, Father, loud and clear, Father, everything that can hinder my going up, sickness, poverty, demons, anything that can hinder my going up, remove today, O Lord. Open your mouth and pray. Everything that can hinder my going up, Lord. Anything that can hinder my going higher. Whatever it is. Sickness. Sorrow. Failure. Barrenness. Poverty. Demons. Anything that can hinder my going up. My Father and my God, remove today. Remove it today. Every ache, every pain, every form of sorrow, every form of failure, anything that can hinder my going up, every load of the enemy, every weight of sin, every habit that can hinder my going up, my Father and my God, remove it today. Remove it today. Remove it today. Anything that can hinder my going up, remove it today. Remove it today. Almighty God, with your powerful hands, uproot everything in my life that can hinder my going up. Whatever it is, every habit, every thought, every action that is contrary to your will, that can hinder my going higher, remove it today, Lord God Almighty. Remove it today. Remove it today. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. So we go to the Lord and say, Father, lift me up and plant my feet on higher grounds. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Higher grounds, oh Lord. Higher grounds spiritually. Higher grounds physically. Higher grounds materially. Higher grounds financially. Father, lift me up. Plant my feet on higher grounds. Higher grounds ministerially. Higher grounds of open doors. Father, lift me up. Plant my feet on higher grounds. Promotion comes from you, O Lord. Your hands are everlasting arms. With your everlasting arms, Lord, pick me up today and begin to lift me up. Lift me higher, day by day. Lift me up, O Lord. Lift me up, lift me up, lift me up, lift me up, O Lord. And plant my feet on higher ground. Plant my feet on higher grounds. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Thank you. Some of you are praying hard. Some of you are still joking. It's up to you. This opportunity comes only once in a lifetime. Lift up your voice to God and say, Father, make me untouchable by enemies. Make me unstoppable by any obstacles. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. From today, make me untouchable by the enemies. Let no demon ever again be able to touch me. Let no sickness, no disease ever again be able to touch me. Make me untouchable, completely untouchable to my enemies. And make me unstoppable by any form of barriers. Make me, Lord God Almighty, completely unstoppable by any form of obstacles or problems. Make me, Lord God Almighty, completely unstoppable. Make me unstoppable, Lord. Make me completely unstoppable. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And then you go to the Father and say, Father, today, give me a new dosage of power. A new dosage of anointing. A new dosage of success. And help me to make heaven at last. Let's call on the Almighty God. Father, today, I'm asking for a new dosage of anointing. A new dosage of power. A new dosage, Lord God Almighty, of success, of breakthroughs. Help me, Lord, to make heaven at last. Don't let me fall by the wayside. Help me, Lord. A new dosage, Lord, of divine visitation. A new dosage of a divine encounter. Lord God Almighty, visit me afresh today like never before. Fill my cup to overflowing today, so that from me anointing will flow to all your children and we will together rise to greater heights. Help me to make heaven at last. Oh, thank you, my Father. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now your prayers remain one major one. That's the one where you are going to have some very plain talks with God. That's when you are going to tell him exactly how things are without any pretense. But before you pray that prayer, I want to prepare the grounds for you so that that prayer will be answered instantly. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the powerful name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this special day. I want to thank you that you have proved again and again that you are on our side. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Your children will be talking to you very soon. Daddy, I'm the one who encouraged them to talk to you in very plain language. I'm the one who encouraged them to tell you as it is. I'm the one who encouraged them to talk to you the way you and I had always been talking, without any diplomacy at all. Some of them may sound rude, Daddy, but you remember they are ordinary children. Whatever they ask today, before the end of this week, let it become a testimony. No matter how stupid their request may be, because of the glory of your name, whatever they ask for today, before the end of this week, let it become a testimony. If they ask for anything physical, give it to them in Jesus' name. If they ask for anything material, give it to them in Jesus' name. If they ask for anything marital, give it to them in Jesus' name. If they ask for anything mental, give it to them in Jesus' name. If they ask for anything spiritual, give it to them in Jesus' name. Whatever they request, Lord God Almighty, today, give it to them right now in Jesus' name. And Father, in addition to whatever they ask, give them an anniversary present in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Now, the way is prepared for you. It's time now to talk to God in your own language. Just tell him as it is. Tell him your problems. Tell him the areas you have been asking him to do something and he hasn't answered yet. Go ahead now and just be plain. Just talk to him as a son or a daughter will talk to his father in the bedroom. Just make everything plain. Go ahead. Talk to the Almighty God now.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas, 77477, or call 281-936-1825. Or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria. Or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.